BBC News with Julie Candler. Five men accused of plotting the September the 11th attacks in the United States have told a military tribunal at Guantanamo Bay that they want to plead guilty. The judge has asked for legal advice on whether he can accept guilty pleas. The defendants, including the alleged mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, have asked to be tried together. From Washington, Kim Katas reports.
Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and two of his co-defendants decided to postpone their pleas until the military court determines whether the other two accused are fit to stand trial. The five men appear to want to cut short any attempts to try them in the controversial detention center, challenge the U.S. government to put them to death, and draw maximum attention to their case. But even if the guilty pleas are accepted, the proceedings could take weeks, and the president-elect, Barack Obama, would have to deal with the fallout when he takes office in January.
Five American security guards have been indicted on manslaughter and other charges over the killing of 14 Iraqi civilians in Baghdad last year. The guards, employees of the private security firm Blackwater Worldwide, gave themselves up in the midwestern state of Utah earlier in the day. They maintain that they opened fire in self-defense, but witnesses in Baghdad have said the shooting was unprovoked. The U.S. Assistant Attorney General for National Security, Patrick Rowan, said those responsible had to be held to account.
The government alleges today that at least 34 unarmed Iraqi civilians, including women and children, were killed or injured without justification or provocation by these security guards in the shooting at Nisr Square. Today's indictment and guilty plea should serve as a reminder that those who engaged in unprovoked and illegal attacks on civilians, whether during times of conflict or times of peace, will be held accountable.
Thousands of rioters across Greece have clashed with police and looted shops in another day of violent protests over the death of a 15-year-old boy shot by police. The Greek government has held an emergency meeting to discuss its response. Businesses, banks and public buildings were attacked. From Athens, Malcolm Brabant reports.
The Interior Minister Papadopoulos from the meeting, saying that the government would not put up with the situation. Some political observers believe the Prime Minister may declare a state of emergency, which would give the authorities extra powers to clear the streets. But under no circumstances will the government call in the troops. The Greek people have long and bitter memories of the military government, and using the army to suppress protests would be beyond their hope.
French police say they've arrested the man they believe has just taken over as the new military leader of the Basque separatist organization ETA. He's been named as Aitzol Iriondo, who was detained along with two other armed men in southwestern France. He's believed to have become ETA's military chief only in the past month. World News from the BBC. President George Bush has said a bailout bill for the struggling American car industry should consider the long-term viability of the companies involved. In a television interview, Mr. Bush said the government should also make sure that taxpayers' money was paid back. Democratic Party leaders in the U.S. Congress say they're preparing to introduce a bill which would make up to $15 billion available to help the main three U.S. carmakers. The giant American media group Tribune, which owns the Los Angeles Times and the Chicago Tribune, has filed for bankruptcy protection. The company has billions of dollars of debt. Here's our business correspondent, Greg Wood.
The recession means that companies are spending much less on newspaper and TV advertising, and that's caused Tribune to suffer a big drop in revenue. At the same time, it's been struggling to make payments on $13 billion worth of debt, taken on when Tribune was bought by the property billionaire Sam Zell last year. The bankruptcy filing will allow the company protection from its creditors while it tries to sort out its finances. Tribune said it would continue to operate its media businesses, including its newspapers and TV stations, without interruption.
The Caribbean Community, or CARICOM, has called for the U.S. President-elect Barack Obama to end the trade embargo against Cuba. Opening a summit in Cuba, CARICOM's president, Baldwin Spencer, said almost all United Nations member states wanted the embargo stopped. The blockade is estimated to have cost Cuba more than $90 billion in lost revenue since it was introduced in 1962. The leading Latin American novelist, Mario Vargas Llosa, has described the plan by President Hugo Chavez to abolish term limits as a threat to Venezuela's democracy. Mr. Vargas Llosa, who's Peruvian, said such a move could be dangerous, especially in countries like his own, which had a precarious democratic culture. The Venezuelan president wants to change the constitution so he can again stand for re-election. BBC News.